Happy New Year!
Woo!
I'm your host, Philip Labus. Welcome back to the musical version where we improvise musicals. I'm here on keys and hosting as usual. I'm joined by Tim Newman on drums.
Yeah.
Tim's on a Tim Cam. Ugh. And we have two incredible guests. Please say hello, Ryan Parsegian.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me. Oh, man. What a joy. What a gift. What a dream.
And Tara Goblin.
Hello!
Thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us, Philip. And Tim.
It's going to be so fun. I'm so excited to have you both on. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
No.
I certainly do.
Do you?
Yeah,
do you do that?
I have a theme. I have a theme, and it's good for accountability. I'll tell everyone. This year, 2026, is the theme of convicted excruciation. Okay, 2026 is convicted excruciation.
I know what
boy,
those
Ryan.
Two words mean, but put, yes. when you put them together, together, I don't. It doesn't us. Sound like a resolution
it's
to me.
It's pretty easy. Basically, anything that I think is hard or scary is what I have to do.
Oh.
So anything I have to, you think is hard or
anything
scary?
Anything I think is hard or scary, especially things that I know are hard and scary that I perhaps will avoid or delay.
Oh.
We're going to get in there. We're going to make it excruciating. We're going to suffer through it and then hopefully learn about ourselves.
Why convicted?
Because I need to be convicted about the excruciation.
With conviction.
Yeah, with conviction.
I see.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think it's different to the internal language I use for talking to myself these days. Because
sure.
in my 20s, I did a lot of that kind of thinking of like, I have, you know, do it hard, do it sad. Like, get through it.
Yeah.
And that's like a, you know, a modality in working out, too, is like, do it.
No pain, no gain.
Yeah, right. No gain. Do it tired is a good one, which I actually really like. And I think there's a space for it. But I've found that I've just learned about myself that I'm more carrot than stick in terms of the way self-motivate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like a joy person, and I want just like all joy all the time. Mm-hmm. And the older I get and the more this world is already excruciating
right.
and painful, the more I'm like, this is our one trip around this thing, right? So like joy at all costs.
There are two very valid philosophies like about how to live. One is like, you have one life, so wring everything out of you can be the best you can be, do the most, climb the tallest mountains, and
Forge
then another
every sea.
Yes. And then the other is you have one life.
It's from the Sound of Music,
Ryan. I'm familiar. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's from the Sound of Music.
Sung by a nun. You would burst into flames immediately.
Yeah, I wish. Set me free, baby.
And then of course the opposite philosophy being like, because you only have one life, take it easy.
But
like,
are they mutually exclusive? I don't even mean take it easy, because I work hard. And definitely this year I am trying very hard to like fill some holes that the last few years have put with the lack of work and like the COVID. And so I don't mean like take it easy so much as like embrace the joy and the like the life.
Well, what's funny about convicted excruciation, you know, what you find is... not unlike sitting on perhaps like a spiky mat, you know, you ultimately find bliss.
Yeah, I do think that probably doing hard things, it like feels, if you do it and it yields a good result, it feels good. You feel like you did something, you know, but you would have some discernment about the things that you do.
And again, it's a strong title for a soft feeling. I will say like. Convicted excruciation, of course, is sort of proven itself to be something that yields joy and bliss.
Yeah.
I find like I run away from things that are potentially things that I love. And we can talk about that being a queer person. You know what I mean? Hey. So convicted excruciation is sort of like, let me double down and do these hard things that I'm scared of because they almost always lead to joy.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's not necessarily a New Year's thing, but I've always heard, if it can take you less than 5 minutes to get started at something, just do it right. Just do the first 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Because, and of course, it's like, it's the momentum that that kills you. Like, you know, a job that would take 2 hours, you can put it off for like 6 months or 2 years or something, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So I know what you mean. Convicted excruciation.
It's a terrible phrase.
It's a terrible
phrase. All right.
It's
give
like
it a try.
The opposite of cellar door.
Yeah, maybe so.
Like if they had
it sounds punishing. It sounds scary, punishing.
Right?
But punishing. You can be scary and not be punishing.
Yeah, but where's the fun? Where's the drama? You know what I'm saying?
98, 99, 100. That's 100 push-ups.
I think I have 3 more in me.
Yeah.
101.
Okay.
102. Oh, God. 103.
I'm not dead yet. I might as well keep going.
Yeah?
104. 105.
Oh, God. We have to transform our bodies. Otherwise, what's the point of this new year? What's the point of even being alive?
Our bodies are the temples to our minds and our hearts.
And our minds and our hearts are the temples to our lives. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
This is 38.
Time to push. Time to push. Time to push. Time to suffer and hurt and push, push, push.
I got fired from my job at the law firm. I'm going through a divorce. I'm not good at basketball anymore. I always lose at horse.
Hey, I've only had bad cards and poker. I have a really obvious tell. Yeah, when I have no aces, you can see it in my faces. Oh, well.
It's time to push. It's time to push. It's time to push. It's time to suffer and hurt and push, push, push. I have been steadily gaining all kinds of perimenopause weight.
So true, no!
I wake up hot, I forget so many things. This life is becoming something I hate.
I've ordered too much DoorDash. I forgot how to cook for myself. My bank account is drained as well. I need to get back on my fitness.
It's time to push.
Ho!
It's time to push.
Yo!
It's time to push. It's time to suffer and hurt and push, push, push.
When we get through this, we'll be brand new men and women.
Smile to myself.
And when we're on our deathbed, we will say, I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad. It's time to push.
Push, 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 push.
It's time to push, push,
push.
It's time to push, push, push. It's time to suffer. It's time to hurt. It's time to
put the last of your things out on the front porch.
Thanks. I'll bend down to get them. Maybe you'll notice my butt when I
probably won't be looking, Jack. Oh. I've seen that for the last 12 years.
Dana, you don't understand. I've totally turned over a new leaf.
I'm sure you have, Jack.
I'm like a different guy now. I'm working out 14
so you went from
times a
working
week.
80 hours a week at a law firm to working out 14 times a week.
Yeah, it takes about 60 hours, and then the other 20 are spent mostly on protein and meal prep.
That's all time that you could be spending with your family, Jack.
Babe.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Why at the door so long? Come back to bed.
That's Rick. I met him at the grocery store. He was at the grocery store shopping.
Babe, bring the cherries. Bring the cherries and the whipped cream, babe. I'm starving in here.
Who's this new food-based partner you have?
It's not just about food, Jack. It's about time. It's about energy. It's about acts of service, something that is my love language. Acts of service. You knew that was my love language, and you said, what did you say? I don't have time for acts of service, Dana.
I didn't have time. I had a job, and then we got divorced, and then I was so torn up about that I lost my job. And now I have tons of time.
So I'm the reason you lost your job. Well, you're the reason that you lost your marriage.
Babe, is it a package? What, is it Amazon?
Rick, get yourself settled and get it all ready. I'll be in just a minute.
Oh, it's all ready, baby. It's going to be even
That's
more ready.
Always ready.
Well,
I'm sorry. I know we had a really wonderful thing at the beginning.
Yeah.
I miss that. I'll miss that forever.
And do you care that I'm on this new, like, self-improvement journey?
Jack, that's for you. Just like everything else has always been for you.
Well, I'm sorry, but thanks for my stuff. I don't know what I can say. It seems like there's nothing I can say or do to change your mind.
I don't know what you could say or do either. I mean, maybe if you had a time machine or became a literal, completely different person.
Wait. What was that first one?
A time machine?
Yeah. Sorry. Oh. I have to go. I read something on Craigslist earlier today, and I have to go meet a man.
Who still reads Craigslist,
Jack? I do. It started out as a bit for fun, to find funny things to send to my law firm, but it's an interesting place.
Okay, I guess if you have to go, then you should go.
Excuse me. I'm here about the time machine.
Oh! Great! This has been in my patio for the past 3 years.
Baby, who's at the door?
It's the kid for the time machine.
Oh, yeah. Let me know when you're done. I'll be just back here.
All right,
with
stay
the
ready
chocolate
for me.
Syrup.
Stay ready. All right. Yeah, we got to.
And the Cool Whip.
Oh, all right, we got to keep this short. You want to look at it first? You want to try it? What do you want?
No, I just want to buy it, sight unseen. I have to do this quick. I got to move fast. Time's not on my side.
Well, the good news is it's easy to move.
Oh, great. Why? I've heard of hot tub time machines, and I've seen time machines that are in telephone booths.
Sure, sure. Yeah, this is nothing like the movies, all right?
Okay.
We live in the future, baby. It's as small as an iPhone. Come on back to the patio.
Small as an iPhone, but it's been stuck on your patio?
Well, you know when you have junk and it just kind of gets in your head and you're like, oh, God, like, I got to do something about it, but you just can't be bothered, you know?
Yeah.
Have you seen my wife's in the back? You're going to get a quick look at her when we go to the patio. You can understand why I don't want to leave. You know what I mean? Come outside for a second. Just show the kid what
I'm
you're
37.
Working with.
Hey!
Whoa!
I'm Brenda!
Hi, Brenda.
Ignore my boobs.
Okay.
Or don't.
All right, so it's going to
be... You're here for the time machine?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to go save Lincoln or something?
Oh, he wishes.
Everyone's going to save Lincoln, aren't
they? He wishes. Oh, yeah. So it'll be about $100 USD, and I'll take cash.
No,
yeah.
Bitcoin. We learned our lesson the hard way about Bitcoin.
Yeah, nah. Can't
okay.
use Bitcoin.
Yeah, I have I'm a formerly very successful lawyer. Here's $100 cash.
Oh.
And I can just take this time machine that's it's the size of an iPhone, but it's not an iPhone.
Can't wait to get that off our patio.
Oh my God, we can finally host again. You know what I mean?
So
it's just
many
been
plans,
in the way.
So many
well, everybody
plans
comes
for our
over.
Patio.
They come over, they go, "Oh, let's play with the time machine." And
oh,
it's like we
yeah.
How often can you go back to the Paleolithic era?
So many butterflies.
Oh my God.
Being stepped on. Well, good luck, kid.
Wow.
You got big plans?
Just one. I'm gonna get back my wife.
Yikes.
Boy.
Well,
let's not tell him.
Yeah. We've gone back a few times to reclaim some lost loves, and it can be a bumpy road, buddy.
I'm not worried. Love is just a series of small mistakes. Make 'em.
When I think of small mistakes, I often think about this time machine we've had for years. I can't wait to let it go. Good luck in those past years.
I've got time on my side this time. 'Cause I got time. Let's see, It's just a BlackBerry? It's a BlackBerry phone.
Yeah, you just gotta scroll to the calendar and pick the date you wanna go back to. Hit call and you'll go back there.
Okay. 2019, just before COVID.
Not so long ago.
Was when things first started to fall apart.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
I was spending lots of time on Zoom video calls, not listening to my wife roaming the halls. That's when things started to break in her heart. But this time I got
Craigslist, we aren't really caring. You see, my wife is so hot, I've been waiting to bang. Take this damn phone, we don't wanna hang.
Why is today so particularly horny?
This is every single day.
Oh, you got time on your side. Call.
Honey, babe, did you see the news?
What?
There's this crazy virus.
Oh, I put in 2019, but I miscounted. It actually went to March 15th, 2020.
Oh, oops. I mean, we didn't know about the virus.
We've known about it
for a few months.
Yeah, I put it in wrong. You're right. Yeah, man, I have a moral obligation so much bigger than my marriage, but I'm putting it aside. Baby, how are you?
Babe, there's like a silver lining here.
What?
You're going to get to work from home, which means we're going to be together so much.
Yes. Totally.
All those hours that you spend working at the law firm.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be with me and the kids.
Right.
There's no way they're going to expect you to work 80 hours a week during this. We're going to have 2 weeks of really getting to be together.
Right. Sorry, I'm getting a call from my boss.
Oh. What is that? A BlackBerry?
That's a BlackBerry, but I'm getting a call on my
on your iPhone.
My iPhone.
I haven't seen a BlackBerry in a long time. Put it on speaker.
Hi, Dr. Rick, you're on speaker.
Where the hell are you? Where the hell have you been? We have the most crazy case for you, and we need you to do it pro bono, and we need you to do it stat. You're not gonna believe this. They found a virus.
Oh, right. I forgot. Back in March 2020, I was on the legal team that was working on COVID, figuring out who did it and punishing them.
Whoever you're talking to, get away from them and get in your car.
All right, my job was important. I nearly forgot, but what do I do?
Babe, are you really gonna get in your car right now? Everyone says that we should stay home to stay safe. I even changed my Facebook profile to put a little thing around the picture of us and the kids that said I'm staying home.
Right. I wanna stay, honey, but I feel torn, just the way I felt torn last time I was in this situation.
Achoo! Oh, God.
But I'll stay home. I'm staying with you.
You are?
Yes. I'll stay here no matter what effects it has on the future.
Oh,
well,
babe.
I'll consider that your resignation.
Babe, this is the best thing you've ever done. You're staying home because you knew that that's what I would want? You're choosing me?
Yes, darling. I'm choosing you. And not that important research on COVID.
I know that the lawyers are sure to be the people to really change things when it comes to COVID, but there's so many other lawyers who can do it.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel like our love is impenetrable. We've been together since since we were in our early 20s.
Ring, ring, ring.
And I've watched you work and I've watched you strive. And if I'm being honest, sometimes it feels like you've chosen work over me. And I wasn't sure if our marriage could survive. But we're locked. Choice, it feels like it is for me. We're locked down, locked in to my heart.
I'm cursed with a terrible knowledge that what I do is so important.
Ring, ring, ring.
What will COVID become without a lawyer like me? What's even more important?
I'm washing our veggies.
Is being there for my family.
Oh.
Now I'm
locked down, locked in, and locked in my heart. We're
locked down, locked in.
Cause we're locked down and locked in to my heart. Kids, guess what? Daddy's staying home for at least 2 weeks while this virus passes. We're gonna be together every minute of every day.
What a relief.
We're gonna have a staycation. Never been stronger, we'll never be stronger, we'll last forever, starting today. And start a sourdough.
Great.
Well, damn. He really hung up on us.
Our
pro bono lawyer has hung up on us and left us in the lurch.
What happened, Dr. Rick?
We had this young kid come in. He was going to help us solve this whole COVID law situation with the U.S. government and the International Society.
Dr. Rip, I'm typing in my forms, and according to my calculations, if we don't have a young, upstart 31-year-old senior pro bono lawyer on our team, this COVID thing could spiral way out of control.
That's just science! That's just law and science!
And worse than that, we might even go bankrupt! I can't go bankrupt!
No!
Yes, Dr. Rick.
Already the economy's gonna take a hit from everything being closed for the next 2 weeks.
We need that young kid back. Damn! I think I have his address on his application.
You're suggesting we force him to work?
Yes! We'll go by the cover of night. We'll grab him. Drag him back to the firm and make him work.
Dr. Rick, not that I don't think your ideas are incredibly smart. I just, couldn't another young, upstart 31-year-old senior pro bono lawyer do this job for us?
But your nephew has a point. Rick, your nephew has a really good solid point.
Yeah, Uncle Rick.
Uncle Dr. Rick.
No, absolutely not.
Dr. Rick.
There's a reason I'm the head of this law firm. It's because I know talent when I see it.
Because you have a PhD, a doctorate, and you're a lawyer.
That's exactly correct. And this young kid, we already know he's got the stuff. We don't have time to start a new chase, to vet them, to put them through an audition to make sure they're right for the firm.
In the middle of a global pandemic!
I'm certain this is gonna get bad.
You've never been wrong before, and I can't believe you'd be wrong now.
You've been incredibly good at predicting major world events up to now. You predicted the global stock crisis, the housing market crash. That's how you built your millions. And what's that in your pocket there? Is that a BlackBerry?
Well, yes. It is a BlackBerry.
Oh, yes, all the old technology.
All the old technology. I was just pointing that out to note that you seem to know a lot about how the future will be affected by this guy not working.
Well, you seem confident about all the changes we're going to be able to make in this country. Things I don't think will ever happen. Oh, yeah. Overturning Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
Getting rid of vaccines.
Yeah, I don't think Trump's coming back.
All of that.
Uncle Rick, I think that's done.
People never respect the prophet in their own time. It's only until they're dead do they understand their words. I am such prophet. But I'll teach you a secret.
Okay, tell us.
I have help.
You've got help?
Well, us, right?
That's what you mean by the help, right?
We're your help.
Yes, and even more than that, I have the help of time.
No man has all the time, Rick.
What do you mean? Are you telling us? I've long had suspicions, Uncle Rick, Uncle Dr. Rick, that BlackBerry is a time machine.
You're the fruit of my loins. You know exactly the truth. You see, I've had this BlackBerry for about 1,000 years. With it, I've been able to figure out all sorts of lifeless power. And I won't let a little sickness ruin what I've achieved and accomplished.
Yes, you're the head of the largest law and science firms in the world, Dr. Rick. And you've lived over 1,000 years.
That's exactly true.
This is shocking.
You see, it's not easy being right. Predictions are hard. You need a choice. When you have the fate of the world, your family, the nation, resting on your shoulders, there's only one thing to do. Right every time, be right every time. You have to be right every time.
Every time.
Be right every time, be right every time. You have to be right every time.
Every time.
Be right every time, be right every time. You have to be right every time. Be right every time.
I remember back a few years ago, you were right about the mortgage crisis. I remember you were right about all of the oil
spills. And you said Bernie Madoff would get caught in a Ponzi scheme, and he did, and he did. And you said that you would see Keith Urban marry Nicole Kidman.
Yes. You've also been right about a number of things that didn't seem that important to us, like the winners of some baseball games and who would marry who.
And yet you bet on those games and you made all the money. Hey, you made it work because you were right every single time.
You have to be right. Is there a better feeling when your dreams come true? Is there a better feeling when you exactly what to do?
But this new person who is not doing what you say, you didn't think that he would not come into work today.
Yes, you Someone didn't else. Know he wouldn't be here all along. When it comes to this man, Jack, it seems you were very wrong.
You weren't
right all the time. You weren't right all the time. You weren't right all the time. You weren't right all the time. You weren't right all the time. You weren't right all the time. You weren't right all the time. Let I am! You weren't right all the time. 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 You weren't right all the time.
What are you going to do when you aren't right all the time?
I'll see you two back in 2011.
Beep.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. Taste of cherry jack.
Hello, boy and girl.
Hi.
Hello.
We were just
listening to a song
from 5 years ago.
Great choice. Exactly what young kids should be doing.
Why did you just land here Terminator 2 style?
What if I told you I could change your lives with knowledge?
What? Oh, what are you, a teacher?
Yeah, what is this?
Cooler than a teacher.
What's cooler than a teacher?
Yeah, what's cooler than a teacher?
2011.
The thing we two kids think are the coolest
things. The coolest things in the whole world.
Probably like Bill Nye, right? You guys are watching Bill Nye, the science guy?
No way, have you seen that new show, The Voice?
Yeah, we love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, imagine this.
Okay.
You ever wanted to be in one of those chairs that turn around and you get to choose who gets to be the voice?
What? Like Christina Aguilera or Blake Shelton or Adam Levine or CeeLo Green?
It's all we dream about. My favorite artist, CeeLo Green.
The four best artists in the world.
Yeah.
And what does that have to do with us and with the future?
I'm telling you, if...
I can't wait to hear what this connection is.
If you listen close, I promise...
Take your time. We have lots of things we could talk about while you think about what it might be.
Yeah, it's 2011.
So many things are going on in 2011.
Yeah.
For example... President for about 3 years, but we're about to have an election and we might re-elect him again.
And hip-hop is still in the top 100 mostly, and oh boy, there's so many
things. Oh god, I've gone too far back. Oh god, okay, to 2017.
Hey, are you watching Succession?
Yes, I love it. I can't wait to see what happens in season 3.
Whoa!
Terminator 2 style entrance.
Who are you?
Boy and
you
girl.
You remind me of this guy that we met just a few years ago.
He came into our life, asked us what was going on, said he would explain, and then left.
Immediately disappeared.
You wish I
had
explained.
You're wearing the same clothes and everything.
But it's funny, that conversation with him inspired us back then to pursue a significant... advances in medicine and law.
Yeah.
But now we're just undergrads.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Because we were kids then, and now we're just young adults.
Young adults.
Exactly right. You see, I've had a grand design for the two of you.
For us?
Remember when I brought up The Voice?
How can we forget?
I mean, that was our entire life back then.
And then
it was all we talked about.
We were like, moves like Jagger. He's got those moves like Jagger.
And the obsession... led you to study the ear, nose, and throat.
Yes.
To develop significant technologies that heal and help the entire pharyngeal-laryngeal system.
That's right. We're developing an mRNA vaccine.
Yeah, we don't know for what.
We don't know what we're going to do with it yet, but we're becoming lawyers so that we can do some legal stuff with it.
You know how law and medicine are intricately connected.
Science and law, they're
basically the same.
The same thing, kind of like Adam and Eve.
What if I
Which are our names.
What if I could give you a little bit more help?
Yeah, we could use it.
We could use some help. We need money to fund our research.
Well,
money makes the world go round, you know?
It's a little bit late. It's a little late to invest in crypto, but it's not...
Crypto?
That's at its all-time
impossible.
High right now.
Is it?
Or you tell us.
If you put in $100 in crypto, I can guarantee that in about 3-ish years.
2020?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be worth a lot?
It'll be worth even more than you can imagine.
And $100 is enough?
Yes, and you'll want to put it into GameStop.
Okay.
I have $50,
Adam. I have 52, Eve. I just did it on the newly created Robinhood app. Great.
Well, thanks for the advice.
You're welcome. Now, listen.
You gonna stick around this time?
Yeah, please don't suddenly leave. We really want to know your plan. You were gonna explain your plan.
We don't even know who you are. What's your name or anything?
All right, I'll give you a little bit, but not too much. You see, it's sort of like the movie Inception. Oh. If I tell you flat out exactly what I'm doing, you might not do it.
Oh my gosh, that's what happens in most movies, right?
Yeah, in most movies, if you knew the plot at the beginning, there would be no point to
the movie.
That's
called a spoiler alert.
Yeah.
No one likes a spoiler alert. Yeah. I mean, who would want to walk through life knowing what's going to happen?
Yeah.
That sounds horrible, doesn't it, Adam?
Yeah, can you imagine, like, living for 1,000 years?
Yeah.
Always knowing what's going to happen?
I mean, that you'd have to be, like, the stupidest person in the world to think that's the way to live.
It's
if
so
you
hard.
Live.
You no, go no. ahead, Eve.
It's so
I'm
hard.
I'm sorry, but ladies first. Oh my gosh.
Of course.
I'm really surprised that that guy was so rude. He seemed so nice this whole time. If you lived your whole life knowing how it was gonna end, then how could you ever be a good person or a good friend?
If you know the end of the movie before the movie starts, then why even watch the movie? What's the point of life or art?
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert!
It's only hurt. Spoiler alert! It's only hurt. It might seem everything there is to know, but spoiler alerts only hurt.
Oh, it's hard. This burden
sorry,
I
sorry, I really wanted to. I think maybe you should let me go.
Yeah, of course. It's kind of Adam's turn.
Sure,
okay.
Sure.
If you're always thinking about the verse that you're gonna sing, what's the point if you already know? 'Cause you know everything.
And if you think that you can be in control and make it go your way, then what would be the point of even waking up at the beginning of any day? Spoiler alert, they hurt. Spoiler alert.
There's no more song.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Actually, don't mind me. I'm just going to put in this exact date, but 3 minutes ago.
What? I mean, who would want to spoil a movie?
Hey, you guys want to hear something cool?
Sure, tell us.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hard being right, but there's one man I model myself after, and that is Christ. He knew what was coming down the line, but he did it anyway. That's all I had to say.
I'm pretty sure that Christ didn't know exactly what was gonna happen, but he accepted his fate. He accepted that he could not change things, and he went with them anyway.
And to be honest, you shouldn't be giving advice on what to believe to two young people named
Adam and Eve. I mean, who wants to see the spoiler alert of a movie anyway?
I'm sorry. I agree with you now.
Cool.
Have to understand that I would never want to spoil a movie. So keep on working with those mRNA vaccines.
Okay.
And maybe one day we'll meet again.
What?
Goodbye.
Oh.
Adam, do you think we'll ever see him again?
I do.
I just hope we do.
Yeah, me too. Well, honey, we're later into... It's 2022, and everything's going great for us. Our marriage has never been stronger. And, but I am worried. I've been seeing a shadowy figure outside of my window sometimes at night, and I worry it's my... He looks a little bit like my boss.
Your old boss from the law firm? Dr.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, knocking. We shouldn't let them in. COVID is still raging.
Yeah.
It's never
felt
even...
felt like it went better.
It never...
Oh, right, it never got
it's
better.
It's never gotten better, not once in the last 2 years.
It's just gotten worse and worse and worse.
They did say it might become endemic or there might be a vaccine, but none of that has actually happened.
Yeah.
And now this knocking, I don't know. What if it's someone trying to bring COVID into our house?
I'll look through the peephole.
What do you see?
Dr. Rick?
Let me in! Let me in, you brilliant mind. And ignore the three others behind me. We have important news and we need to speak to you now.
What is it? I'll speak to you through the door.
I'm certain you won't be able to help us.
Oh, all right, fine. I'll friggin' open the door.
Leave the chain on, though, Jack. Leave the chain on so he can't come in. I've seen The Purge.
Yeah, the chain's still on the door, so you have to speak through the crack.
Come here.
Okay.
A little closer.
Don't get too close to the droplets,
what
Jack.
Is it?
The droplets.
A little closer.
What is it?
You're coming with me.
What?
No! No, my husband, who I love and will never stop loving!
What am I doing in this containment cell?
It's not a containment cell, it's a lab.
It looked like a containment cell at first, but it is a lab.
I mean, it's a containment cell within a lab.
Right.
You're here because lawyer Dr. Uncle Rick brought you here.
Yes. We,
Adam and Eve,
who have chosen to call ourselves his nephew and niece.
We've been developing a vaccine, but we can't get anyone to disperse it amongst the world because there's no brilliant legal mind who can convince the world to take the vaccine.
Leave me alone. Let me out of here. I gotta get back to my wife. I gotta get back to my wife. You don't understand. I came back in time.
What?
What?
I have a BlackBerry that I won in a... Well, I didn't win it, but I bought it at a Craigslist auction in 2026. I was trying to get fit for my wife. Didn't work out, so I decided this would be easier.
Wait, you did all of this just to save your marriage?
Yes.
You sacrificed tens of millions of people just to save your marriage?
Yes.
Was it worth it? Knowing what you know now, was it worth it?
It's a good question, one I often think about. Is it worth letting millions of people die to keep your wife? Is it worth letting lots of people have a bad time if you can have a good time? It's a tough one, I'm not sure. I don't want to think about it anymore, so I won't.
Jack! I followed you using the Live 360 app on your phone! Let go of my husband!
You don't understand what you're doing.
I heard everything you said, Jack. You went back in time to save our marriage.
In the future, you divorce me.
Yes, I remember at the beginning of COVID thinking our marriage couldn't survive any longer. But it has, because you chose me.
But to choose you, I have to unchoose millions of people.
That's right.
You have damned us all. You've damned thousands of years of planning and intricate scheming.
What?
For a little romance.
Wait, thousands of years? What do you mean? He said he was from 2026. That was only 6 years. What thousands of years?
Yeah, what's your deal, Dr. Rick?
You have to understand, I have carefully crafted the fate of humanity from its inception. I care for one thing and one thing alone, and that is the advancement of human ideals, specifically my own. And even you two are but pawns in a long game that I've carefully and meticulously put together like chess.
He's got a blackberry in his hand, too!
Wait a minute. I think I see it now. This desire to control everything.
Yes.
This sense that I should be willing to do anything to get my means.
Yes.
Even living for 1,000 years.
Yes!
I see it now. You're me from the future. If I look past all the wrinkles and the botched surgeries,
I see it too in your eyes. I see a man who used to look at me with love, with love.
Become a twisted visage of the one that he used to be thinking of.
I did it for you.
Me?
I did it for you.
He's you.
I did it for you.
You did it for you.
Claim that you did this for humanity, to keep your marriage together. You claim you did it, but let so many die.
You claim that you did this because you wanted to right all the wrongs, but you have to know that your claim was a lie. You did it for you.
You did it
for you. With great power comes great responsibility, and knowing how it ends doesn't mean you can control the way it begins.
Well, can you blame an old sad man for having one wish? But you're right, I can't go on anymore. I'll simply have to put this blackberry on Craigslist and be free.
I can change you, for you are me.
Yes.
If I do something in this moment a little bit differently, it's hard for a man to do. Almost impossible for most men.
Yes.
Literally admit a relationship is over and just try again. I'll do it for you.
Do it for everyone. Do it for the world and do it for you.
I'll do it for you.
Do it for you. Admit that you're wrong. Say you're sorry. You can do it.
Doesn't mean it's all my fault.
If you could admit that these are the wrongs that on your soul you carry, then you would be the kind of man that I would want to marry.
So by letting go of you, I may have won you back. Can you see, old me, what is meant to be? Now I've got our life on track.
I do it for you. Do it for the world. Do it for everyone, too.
did it for you. I did it for you.
You can do it for you. You can do it for me and everyone. It's true.
Do it for you.
Start by doing it for you.
The timeline is correcting itself. I can't
stay
much longer.
We're all disappearing.
Oh, joy.
The end.
Wow.
See how bad your New Year's resolution is, Ryan?
Yeah, that was the proof. Proof. It's terrible. Thank you guys so much for doing that musical with me.
Thanks for having us, Philip. You're a dream.
Oh, thank you. If people want to stay in touch with your work and your brilliance online, where can they do so, Ryan?
You can find me at Ryan, P-A-R-Z, baby. Ryan, P-A-R-Z. That's it.
Just where, though?
Oh, just search that and you'll find me, I swear. I got a monopoly on it, baby. So if you put it in like a Google search,
what about you,
even a Yahoo.
Yeah, I'm Tara Copeland Actor on Instagram. And if you want to take musical improv classes, I'm TaraImprovClasses@gmail.com.
Yes, take from the best. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Stick around for the part two where we get nerdy about musical improv and our little talk back. Thank you, Tim.
Tim! We did it for you.
Goodbye, everyone. We did this for you.